Something magical happens when you leave everything alone. What if you just left everything alone? See, it feels like you are doing that already, but you're not. And you're missing out on the magic that will happen if you truly left everything alone. Your whole life has been like this. You have nothing to compare it to, so you think that everything's fine, that you're like this. But your whole life you've been like this, and maybe even up until this video, so what if you did this? Right? You lighten up. That's what enlightenment is all about. But what do I mean by that? If you were to just let everything be as it is, truly, as if there's no one even here to care about anything, there's no entity here to care about you or anybody else. And I know that seems careless almost at first, right? Like, hey, I love caring. Caring gives me anxiety, and then I fix things with my anxiety. But wait, let's backtrack. If you do this and just let everything happen automatically, let yourself wake up in the morning, let the body brush its teeth, let the body go to work, let the body do what it needs to do, and you just peacefully let go, truly surrender. See, surrender doesn't mean giving up, like in the English language. Surrender means everything is already happening. And if there's nobody even here to care about anything happening, it's not all going to be, it's not going to disappear, you know? It's actually going to happen more gracefully. It's actually going to happen more gracefully because right now you are this whirling soup of thoughts 24/7 and you're so used to it that you think it's normal. But what if you only used thoughts when you needed them? See, most of the time you have thoughts when you don't need them. You think every little thought that you could possibly think, and that creates suffering. It's not peaceful in there. Like, imagine if you took that person that thinks every little thought and you put them in front of you, and that was your friend that was like chained to you all day. You would go crazy. But you're actually already trying to bear with your insanity. That's why when people, you know, take substances or whatever, they finally have a break from their minds. But they're just entering the moment. Why do you think the moment is more easier to accept and enjoyable when you're in a different state of consciousness? It's because you're thinking less, right? Meditation gets worse before it gets better. At first, meditation feels like torture, like you're just getting more and more irritable, but that's only the first 20 minutes. After that, there's this magical moment of release, this relief, like, oh, I don't have to be anything right now. I can just let everything be because it's already being. My thinking is always adding on top of the simple being. It's a totally different way to live, and that's what I'm encouraging. Everybody is good at meditating, and everybody needs meditation. You're not the few handful of people that are like, meditation is not for me. No, it's for you. Because when you get past the first 20 minutes, you'll understand what the peace is actually like when the peace comes in, you see?